Hi, Sabi people. This is your girl, Jennifer Orisakwe, and you are on the Sabi podcast. Welcome to the second episode. If you're new to the podcast, please follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, at the Sabi podcast. We are all over. And we love that you're listening to us. Please listen to the end. The word Sabi means to know. It's a street lingo in Nigeria. So if I say you're a Sabi lady or a Sabi guy, it means you know what's up. It means you know. And of course, you really want to know more. So on this podcast, we are lifelong learners. The Sabi podcast is focused on conversations that revolve around entrepreneurship, career, self-development, creativity, finances. And just conversations are being had to help us as young people, youths, millennials and Gen Zs make the better and informed decisions. So this is why the Sabi podcast was created. On this particular episode, we are going to be talking about what effective listening can do for you. And there are not a lot of people who listen well, because I think facts have actually proved that listening is actually hard work as much as it's just like the bare minimum. It's really easy to do. Lately, I was actually doing research and I was just like, okay, what's this big thing about listening? I mean, anybody can listen. But the truth is that 75% of the time we are always being distracted or we are preoccupied or we are forgetful. So you could be somewhere listening to something, or maybe you could be somewhere and people are talking and you just didn't grab anything out of what's being said. And funny enough, 85% of what we've learned is actually through listening. So you would agree with me that you've been in situations where someone was talking about something and the person wasn't even talking to you, and well, you were able to grab a few things from whatever this person was saying. And after listening to someone talk, we can recall about 50% of what was being said. Yeah. Yeah. So just by listening. So that's to show you that listening is really powerful. It gives attention to So listening is just giving attention to a sound or action. And why we say action is because most of the times, or sometimes actually, we do not just listen to words only, but we also listen with our eyes to body gestures. So I just remember the lyric from a song that said, just keep your mind closed and let your eyes listen. Oh, keep your mouth closed and let your eyes listen. That was a lyric I remembered. So yes, so we listen to not just to words, but also to body gestures. And listening is really important. We might feel like it is not really important, but it is. To a large extent, it goes a long way to determine the kind of relationships we have, the quality of those relationships. Even it affects our business, it affects our productivity, it affects even our well-being as human beings. So one thing I've found out is that communication will consist of two parts. So you have to express yourself and then you have to listen. So does this mistake I think I used to make some years back, probably because I was younger and maybe foolish. I would be in a conversation talking to someone and I would be trying to dominate the conversation. I think it took me a while to sit down and I realized that it doesn't really make sense when you're having a conversation and you're trying to outtalk this person. I mean, what kind of point are you trying to prove? So it's not effective communication when you're trying to express yourself and the other person is not getting feedback, or when you yourself are not getting feedback. So you express yourself and you listen to others as well. That is how it should be. So there are reasons why we should listen. And these are also the things that effective listening can do for us. So you can consider listening some kind of Messiah or Savior. I don't know what word you want to use for it. But there are lots of things that effective listening can do for us. So listening, helps us to build trust. So when you make effort to listen to someone, they recognize your interest. You know, they can tell if you are invested in what they are saying or not. This would make them even more comfortable sharing with you and being open. If you are only half listening and not making eye contact or glancing at your phone, the other person won't want to waste their breath. So next time they might not even decide to confide in you or talk to you. So listening helps to build trust. Listening also reduces misunderstandings. You know, conflicts are bound to always arise, but if you're listening, it might help to, you know, evade that. So misunderstandings are like one of the most common effects of poor communication. When people aren't listening to each other, it's always very easy to, you know, misinterpret what someone is saying. And this isn't just about words, but also about body gestures, because you're not focused, you're not looking at this person, then you might not get exactly what is going on. But of course, nobody is a mind reader. Please, people, don't take this as a cue to not say anything and expect people to read your mind. Speak out. But what I'm trying to say here is that listening helps to reduce misunderstandings, and we should be focused to listening to the words that people say and to their body gestures correctly, just for us to be able to get hints of what this person might be trying to communicate. So listening also helps to eliminate conflict. So of course, if you can eliminate misunderstandings, then of course you'll be able to eliminate conflict. When everyone feels calm and safe, it's much easier to walk through tense situations without things escalating, you get. So another thing listening does, number four, I think I mentioned about 3 points earlier. Okay, that's two. Listening builds trust, listening reduces misunderstandings and conflict. Then number three, listening encourages empathy. Yes. So humans are like naturally empathetic. It would be very difficult for you to see someone who doesn't have an atom of empathy, no matter how hard, no matter how mean this person might be. But we also all have our biases and assumptions that come from our upbringings and experiences as human beings. So when you talk to people who have different backgrounds and experiences, it can be tempting to lean on some notions. But instead, you can commit to listening rather than assuming. So don't just say, I know this is what it's going to be. Listen first. Don't always assume. So listening encourages empathy. And when you hear right from a source, you will have a deeper understanding of their perspective, which is also key to having empathy. So if I can have a feel of what your shoes feel like on your feet, then it's likely that I would have empathy, you understand? So I remember this video I had seen on social media sometime. So this little boy comes late to school every day, and the teacher canes him or spanks him every morning just because the boy comes late to school. And while the boy never mentioned why he comes late to school, but on this particular day, I think the teacher decided to take another different route to school and met up with this little boy somewhere. And he was trying to help his brother who has special needs get to school. So that's the reason why he gets to school late. He has to take his brother to his own school before he is able to get to his own school. So it makes him get to school late. And when the teacher found out this, He had empathy towards this particular boy, because sympathy as well, because he knew that this little boy wasn't just coming to school because he wanted to come late, but because he had a responsibility he just had to take his brother to school. Yeah. So listening encourages empathy. So in that particular case, he listened to the boy's well, let me not say it to the boy's body gestures, but he was able to follow him and get to know better. So what I'm trying to say in a nutshell is that listening encourages empathy. Then number four, listening improves romantic relationships. So relationship experts have always said there's an importance of listening. To be honest, I don't feel like an expert needs to tell me if listening in a romantic relationship is important or not. We just know, we know that. Me and you, we know. You know me, I know. We both know, eh? So poor communication is behind a lot of conflict and heartache in romantic relationships, to be honest, because most times it's either we're not communicating fully or we are not just listening. So by listening to one another, we can create a safe and judgment-free place. I know there's also this part of vulnerability, being willing to be vulnerable, that's attached to it. But however, if we listen more, and of course communicate more in romantic relationships, I think we would do better. So this can take a lot of practice. Yes, it can, especially if you are not used to it. To be honest, nobody's judging you. Take your time. Practice as much as you want. Get to listen to your partner more. Talk to your partner more. So I know these are things that a therapist would advise, but if you could start practicing this more, I think you might be able to do yourself even more good than a therapist would do. Then number five, listening improves business relationships. This is very important. Makego, business relationship. Oh, so if your career involves interacting with others, you know how vital good communication is, because I mean, if you're not communicating, everything is going upside down. You understand? Misunderstandings can conflict and derail projects and earn companies bad reputations. But if you commit, if as a business owner, even as a manager or even as a staff, if you commit to listening better, you can build strong relationship with co-workers, clients, and people will feel respected and eager to work with you. I think it's important that at every point you are able to communicate and say, oh, XYZ, this is what is happening. So for business owners, I feel like for business owners, you should be more open to listening to your staff. So you might not be able to have like a very, maybe you have a small business, or maybe your business is like medium scale, or maybe it's really large. I think the point is having a feedback mechanism on how you're able to feel the pulse of your staff. Now, there are people who would communicate and there are people who would not communicate. I think I would advise that in such situations, there are always those number of people who would not communicate. If you can have an anonymous way, or maybe a survey or some kind of thing where people can open-mindedly communicate whatever they feel that's going on within the company or going on with the business, I think it's wise that you use that channel. Whether it's a Google Doc form or something, you could use this to collect information and it would help you. It will save your business from those diving into God knows where. And for managers too, it's also important that you listen. So don't just be like the person who is always dishing out information. So when you're just dishing out information as a manager or as a staff who works with a team and you're a team lead, it feels like you are in the barracks. So when you know how the commanders and the captains, how they yell out they yell out their instructions to the subordinates, that's what it feels like. So you end up not being effective, because that poor communication would actually affect the business, would affect every other thing. So communicate more, listen more. It will help you build stronger relationship with co-workers and clients and employees and whoever it might be. Now, listening number six, listening also helps deepen your friendships. I think something I've enjoyed this particular year is getting to be closer to most of my friends on another level. We just having very vulnerable conversations. And apart from having those conversations, but also getting to listen. So I've also realized that we get to talk more in ways that I speak and listen, and they speak and I listen. And I don't know if it's age catching up with us, because man, I'm getting old. But I really love this. So listening doesn't only improve your romantic or business relationship, it also deepens your friendship too. So if you're feeling distant with your old friends or are struggling to connect with the new ones, being a better listener could be a game changer, honestly. So just have these conversations. Enjoy people. Just enjoy the people around you. Let them talk. Listen. And you talk and they listen. I mean, everywhere go just this smooth, the gel. You understand? Good. So the benefits of listening are greater trust, fewer understandings, fewer misunderstandings rather, and more empathy. So listening is really important. And another thing listening does is it increases your productivity. So when you are at school or maybe at work, wherever it may be, listening is very important to your success. People who are good listeners are more likely to retain information, understand what's being required of them, and ask the right questions. So this is a valuable skill. If you think listening is, everybody can listen. It is not though. It is not. It is a valuable skill in group projects and meetings. Many people think that, they need to talk to a lot to contribute. They need to talk a lot to contribute. But it is actually very important. It is actually very important. If everyone listens to each other, there are fewer misunderstandings. So it saves everyone's time too. So listening is really the key to unlocking increased productivity. Yes, it helps you increase your productivity. It also improves your leadership skills. When you are a leader, whether it's in church, home, in your house, at work, even in your small societies, your small groups, if you want to be a better leader, then you need to be a better listener. So active listening and effective listening helps you make connections between your team's idea or your group's idea, and getting to hear different perspectives, because everybody is not on the same pedestal. And it also helps to prevent misunderstanding. So a good team leader ensures that everyone is respected, which means everyone needs to feel heard. But if some people don't feel heard and some people feel heard, then you're already causing that little strike of tension. Now, if you've always thought that good leaders are people who express themselves really well, that means you're thinking this person is, that's just half of the picture, to be honest. So a good leader, yes, has to express themselves well. But to me, if you're a leader and you express yourself well, you're just like an orator. You're just like Barack Obama. So you could give the most moving speeches. You could give you could be like my CNA, like my Chimamanda Adichie. You could give very moving speech that people would hear and they will, oh my god, what's this person saying, and people would applaud you. But the truth is that they don't take it home. So if you want to be a good leader, as much as you can express yourself well, you also need to listen to other people. So one of the qualities of a good leader is actually listening effectively. So I hope that we really have learned something from this. Effective listening can literally save our lives. You'll agree with me. Can you imagine? It saves your relationships, both friendships, romantic relationships, business relationships. It increases your productivity. Waiting again, you want again. So, effective listening literally saves you. I hope that we'll be able to put this into practice by having conversations that portray effective listening. So be more open to eye contact. I know some of us are shy, but I think eye contact is really like great to have conversations, or face the speaker or whoever you're talking to. Don't interrupt, don't be on your phone, listen to them. Listen without judgment as well. It's really important that you listen without judgment. Stay focused, ask questions too, because it's when you ask questions, the person is going to be able to know that, okay, this fellow was really listening to me. So don't be in a hurry to want to say something. Just take your time and absorb everything that's been said, then before you can come up with a feedback. Even if you need to take some time to provide the feedback, let this person know that, oh, I need some time to take and to absorb all you've said for me to be able to provide the feedback. So make eye contact, no judgment zone, stay focused, drop your phones, and ask questions where necessary. And I hope that we'll be able to practice this and see results in our relationships and in everything we set out to do. I really hope this was helpful. We posted this on social media just to have a feel of how this topic was able to, to see how relevant this topic was. So we'll be actually scaling this on a level of 1 to 5. So if you know how much this topic has been of relevance to you, please let us know on social media. I love you so much. Thank you for listening to me. Follow us on social media at The Sabi Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. I remain your host, Jennifer Orisakwe. See you next time. Bye.